Hi there. The word for you today is don't give up. In 1 Peter 1 verse 6, reading from the New Living Translation, the Apostle writes, there is wonderful joy ahead, even though you have to endure trials. In the 1950s, Mary Kay Ash was the first woman to sit on the board of directors of a world gift company. But it wasn't all smooth sailing. Although she'd earned a place in the corporate world, her associates kind of refused to take her seriously. They even accused her of, quote, thinking like a woman. Well, frustrated, she retired in 1963 to write a book designed to help women in business. Sitting at her kitchen table, she listed all the positives about the companies where she'd worked, as well as all the things that could be improved. In doing so, she created a marketing plan for her ideal company. Her accountant and her attorney discouraged her, but with her husband's support, she created a new cosmetic line, recruited and trained an all-female sales force. Her motto was God first, family second, career third. When her husband died unexpectedly, she stayed on track and launched her new company from a storefront in Dallas and a $5,000 investment. Mary Kay Cosmetics earned $200,000 the first year, quadrupled it the next, and when it went public in 1968, sales were over $10 million. Listen to this. Mary Kay wrote three bestsellers. Her business model is taught in Harvard. Fortune magazine named her one of the 10 best companies for women, as well as one of the 100 best companies to work in America. When she died in 2001, she had 800,000 independent beauty consultants in 37 countries with annual sales of over $2 billion. Whoa. Never underestimate someone with vision and determination. Here's the word for you today. When you face adversity, and you will, don't give up. The Bible says there is wonderful joy ahead.